You are listening to an official PS3 News podcast. Let's go!
Hey everybody, I am your host Matt, the one and only, even though Cyan, that son of a bitch, tries posing off of me, what a cunt hole. But it is September 18th, 2009, I've taken about a week break now, so good to get back in my position, in my top of the reins. I am going to start the news, and, we have two Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 stories to get to, and the first one is, call signs are exposed. This article was posted by Starlight up on PS3News.com, and that is also where you can see the pictures of the leaked video game. Now, to quote the article, if you've ever considered yourself to be one of the great innovators of gameplay in first-person shooters, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 appears to have integrated a status system meant to reward you. Whether your strategy involves only killing your enemies with one specific weapon, or sticking to getting your kills through a personally crafted routine, the team at Infinity Ward has implemented a new way to turn your eccentricities into badges of honor.
Whoa.
So basically what this is now, and they're, you know, it's kind of like a trophy system, but it's online instead. It's just a Call of Duty Online trophy system, which means that it doesn't look like it's going to account for your PlayStation Network game cards or your Xbox Live accounts. This is strictly appears to be online stuff, separate from the single player. Now, it isn't shown whether you win anything for these by getting these awards, you know, whether there are, you know, upgrades to guns, whatever. Nothing is talked about that yet. Pretty much right now, they're just in the process of kind of saying, oh, well, look how cool you can be if you have all these trophies. I beg to differ on that. You kind of look like a dumb fuck if you have all these trophies.
Whoa, man, you a guy, whoa, you got all those trophies the first day, man? You must be the coolest guy in the world.
Nah, man, you must have no fucking life. Because the rest of us in the world actually have to do stuff like school, friends, work. Yeah, those type of things. So I wish we could all stay home and, you know, shoot the shit on a video game and fucking have no life and play and unlock all the things in one day. I wish I had that time, but then again, I also don't wish I didn't have a life. So, for those out there that are liking this, like, oh man, this is, you know, oh dude, I'm totally gonna have this in the first day. No, that's gay. You know, it's cool, like the trophies and stuff like that. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have trophies, but I'm saying that people get way too involved and they need to take a step back and assess their life if they think that this is, oh dude, yo, I need to get these trophies in one day, man. I got like 6,000 platinum trophies on my shit. Yo, you need to sit back and assess your life, because that's a shame to me. I mean, that just screams not laid. It's like, you're gonna talk shit and, you know, oh, yo, I could kick your ass on Call of Duty. Yeah, do it in real life, man. Kick my ass in real life and maybe I can talk some shit. But until then, you fucking play a video game online. So, I'm not dissing people that are, you know, excited about this. But I am dissing people that are thinking, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto type shit, like, oh man, I gotta get all the trophies in one day. Yo, you fucking ruined the game like that, because you're just a pussy who sits on the game all day with no fucking life, and just kills all the fucking guys that are just starting out. So you fucking ruin the games. It's not fun anymore. Just go get a life so other people can play the game too. Because people that have a life like to occasionally hop on and play the game without having some asshole come up from behind them every time and sniping them because they've fucking been on the game for 4 weeks. This is my opinion. But, so now the other Modern Warfare 2 story. This one is actually relevant for me. Is the perks list is unveiled by Activision. Now, because I love to read long lists, apparently. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm not gonna read a long list. But, let me go through the perk slot 1, and then I'll go... Well, there's 3 perk slots. And, I'll go through each different one and tell you what they do, because I love to take up time like that. So first you have the Marathon. Now that is the unlimited sprint, and the pro ability is to get over obstacles faster. Next is Sleight of Hand, which everybody knows is faster reloading. The next is Scavenger, the full resupply from dead enemies. Okay. Classified, needs to be unlocked. That's... Okay, so they're not unveiling them all. There's a few that they aren't unveiling, like Classified. That's not going to be unveiled, obviously. And it looks like the last thing in each one is Classified, but I'll keep going. Stopping Power, increased bullet damage. The pro ability is increased bullet damage versus vehicles. Lightweight makes you move faster. He wrote Hardline and Hardline Pro, which is, it kill streaks require one less kill. Whatever that is, don't ask me. Cold-blooded is undetectable by UAV, air support, sentries, and thermal. Holy shit, man, that sounds intense. And then again, another classified. Slot 3. Commando is increased melee distance. Steady aim, increased hip fire accuracy, and scrambler, increased hip fire. What the fuck? He wrote scrambler is increased hip fire accuracy. Very nice job. Nice job. Nah. But whatever that's messed up. But the rest of it looks okay to me. Scrambler is new. And obviously now we don't know what it is, but he also writes at the end of this article that there are 3 more unlockable classifieds that I did not list. So a lot of perks going out there, and this list is obviously running up on PS3News.com, as is everything I read. So you can see for yourself the stuff that I'm talking about. Some of it is, you know, familiar to the first Call of Duty, and, you know, some of it looks new, so, it's definitely worth looking at. You know, perks, I'm happy that I didn't see Juggernaut on here. I gotta say, I am happy that I didn't see Juggernaut on here, because Juggernaut fucked everything up last time, where people were just whoring that shit up with Juggernaut, and I'm so glad they decided to take that off, because... It sucked. It was fucking gay. It was a bitch thing to put on there, and I'm glad they don't have it anymore. So, my thumbs go up for you, Activision. Good job. The next story is the first Fallout 3 downloadable content, Broken Steel, hits the PlayStation 3 on September 24th.
Whoa, man, September 24th. That's crazy.
According to VideoGamer.com, the first Fallout 3 downloadable content dubbed Broken Steel will be hitting the PlayStation 3 on September 24th, followed by Operation Anchorage and The Pit on October 1st. And then it looks in Point Lockout, and Mothership Zeta will be on October 8th. You know, about time, but I think people should wait for the game of the year. I really do. My boy Jeff J posted that it works out to be the same price really at $10 of downloadable content if you buy the new game disc or purchase all 5 downloadable content. I don't know about that. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know how he does his math, but maybe he bootlegs all his shit, so he doesn't even need to worry about the price. Well, I should say his friend bootlegs all the shit. I can't personally say he does, but he lives in Canada where they don't give a fuck. But I digress. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'll wait for the Game of the Year edition. Although the problem is I already have the disc, but at $10 of downloadable content, you know, that's kind of harsh. So I don't know, man. I'm not liking that whole lot. It's going to be a tight situation for people that have it. It's like, do you pay all that money to get the downloadable content, or you just wait, trade in your regular Fallout 3 and put it towards the Game of the Year edition? You know, whatever happens, happens, I guess. I might do that first option where you trade it in, because that sounds like a pretty good option. And I just can't wait to hit back my Fallout 3, because it kind of got boring after a while. Even though that is really impossible, but it, you know, it did. It did. I you know, people kind of got a little bored through it, and I'm looking forward to having, you know, some cool things going on. But because I'm in Philadelphia, you know, fuck Pittsburgh. So I don't give a shit about them, but every other downloadable content I'll be at. You know, I don't really feel like finding ketchup bottles on the ground and eating them. That's just me. But so next story is a game called TV Superstars. Sony has filed a trademark for the game called TV Superstars, which has people wondering if it's going to be a new online PlayStation 3 game. To quote the article submitted by, oh shit, it's submitted by PS3 News, whoa, yeah, PS3 News, take that, man, favoritism, because I put my own article on there, just throwing that out there, just, now you can't say I favoritize anybody. So, Sony Computer Entertainment America, SCEA, appears to be working on a game called TV Superstars. The trademark they registered below is for use with games and operating a real-time game for others over global and local computer networks. To quote, looks like SCEA may be working on a brand new multiplayer online game called TV Superstars, as evidenced by a new trademark unearthed by Siliconera. Details are scant beyond the fact that it's both online and a game. Our first guess? It's Sony's attempt at competing against Xbox's Live's 1v100 application. With so little information to work on, we can't really offer any other hypothesis. And then this is really, I mean, for those people that, you know, it just shows the patent under, it's a picture of the patent. This is again on PS3 News, and worthwhile to see. Very cool to look at. My Google Chrome paints the picture. Is Uncharted 2 first online reviews for the PlayStation 3. The game does not come out till next month, and already there are reviews by IG, that's what a dumbass mistake. IGN, and Game Radar. You know, they've pretty much been good reviews. You know, 10s out of 10s, you know, 9s out of 10s, 9.5 out of 10, 5s out of 5s. It's all really been pretty good, and it's going to be. Don't look for, you know, 8s or 7s, you're not going to find them. And if you do, the website's biased. So, you know, if you want to watch the videos of the review to see more gameplay footage, see why you should get this game, I suggest doing it. Even though you should anyway, because you own a PS3. But, again, it is pretty worthwhile to look at, to view. I watched it. It was pretty good. The IGN one was very good. As it usually is done very well. Well, that's pretty much it, man. Wow, what the fuck, dude? Nothing really good. Let me find some other articles here while I shoot the shit. This one was actually kind of decent, but I threw the article away because I didn't think I would really have time, but now I do. So, yeah, the Mag PS3 servers experience heavy traffic and the beta may reach 6 gigabytes. Holy shit! According to Examiner.com, and this was posted by PS3News.com too. Wow. Jeez. I think if anybody is biased, it's me with him. I think I'm biased. Oh man, that's even ridiculous. Anyway, an influx of new MAG beta participants from both core subscribers and SCEE lottery winners led to a large increase in server load today. A post from Sejima in the MAG beta forum reveals this in detail, along with hinting that the current 3GB download may total 6GB in size before all is finalized. This may be a problem. I can definitely see it's a problem. 3GB, 6GB, a big difference, considering that, you know, I have a 60GB, I never upgraded my hard drive. Should've, maybe I'm still thinking about it. But, you know, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. Especially if you have Metal Gear Solid and things like that. This is a huge problem for people. And, I think that they're releasing it worse than, you know, this is kind of just like SOCOM. And I'm praying to God that when the game comes out, it's not like SOCOM. How they didn't expect the heavy traffic. Like, it blows my mind sometimes when game companies, oh man, that heavy traffic, what do you fucking expect? It's one of the most anticipated games of the year. That'd be like Modern Warfare 2 releasing a beta and saying, well, we didn't expect this many people. What the fuck do you expect? People want to buy this game. So then, obviously, there's going to be traffic. It's like, you got to expect and anticipate there's going to be a lot of people. And they don't. So, why would they do this? I don't know. A lot of excuses about betas. And I just think that they really need to wake up. It's gonna happen. So, there's also a video up of Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, a PS3 walkthrough with Team Ninja. Obviously, there's no really news in that article. I just thought I'd throw it out there. It's a pretty good video. Watch it again. Watch it. It's cool. Wow, that's it. But, I don't really have anything to complain about. Oh, yes, I do. That's right. God, if I never had something to complain about, my life would just be perfect. Okay, now y'all know my podcast, right? Y'all know that we on Podomatic. Well, Podomatic costs money, people. Podomatic costs money. Podomatic Pro costs money. We run out of our subscription in 4 days. 4 days, count them. Four. So I really, you know, it's going to be a bit of a situation. In 4 days, you're going to notice changes. And it's going to be uncomfortable for everybody. I don't like to have to make these changes. And I don't want people to have these changes. But it's a mutual thing, you know. It's got to happen. The deals that we wanted to have worked out didn't fall through. So, you know, what happened, and so now we kind of are left with our thumbs up our asses, and we're expecting to be shut out very soon. You will get the podcast still. That's not the problem. That's not a problem at all. I'm just throwing that out there, people, that we will be running into a bit of a problem, but it shouldn't be the biggest concern. Now, next time we do this, it's Friday. It'll probably be Tuesday, and that should hopefully be Cyan, and unless he is busy again, But he did pretty good this week. He got one in, and so again, I'm sure he's always looking for help. Hit him or me up on PS3 News, Cyan Kaz, or Mexico Dude. Well, folks, that is it for me today. I'm gonna find a song to play us out. Because I actually know what play us out means, goddamn Bill O'Reilly, you fucking fat son of a bitch. But, so, I am going to use my catchphrase. Oh, see, I caught you right there. You thought I was going to use my catchphrase right there. Well, because I've seen this thing on YouTube, and I would post this up on PS3 News, but we do not have a fun and shoot the shit section yet. And we need one of those, and PS3 News has graciously put that on the to-do list. But that list is, you know, that list is longer than fucking Santa Claus's naughty list. So, I don't know when that's coming, but I might put the link up in this in the description. It's a funny video with a guy in New York told his partner on live television to go keep fucking a chicken. keep fucking a chicken. Funny video. People in New York saw it. I saw it. It was on the Daily Show. And, so, now, it's funny. I'm putting it up in the comment. You can check it out, not check it out. Whatever the fuck you want to do. And that is it for me today, so I'm not going to keep fucking a chicken, but I am going to be out of here. Everybody just scream! This has been an official PS3 News podcast, hosted by yours truly, Matt, produced by Matt. Shout out to PSP Swampy, PS3 News, Jeff J, CJ PC, and my boy Cyan Kaz. We will be back, most certainly. And until then, I am gone. West Coast 6-4 on tray. Dr. Bombay, sick flow all day. I don't play fair. Niggas can't see me. That's why I make it do what it do, baby. Yeah, you want some? Yeah. Niggas hit the flow when I kick in the dough. Waving the 4-4-4 show. Uncle Snoop, where's the coupe? Cause I keep a hoe fighting like New York and hoops. Strap up your boots. Move around. Pick it up like engine number 9. It's mine, homie. Tech was good. And it ain't hard to tell how I rep my hood. You a beast like me, rep your hood. Sign a check when I mic check. 1-2 West Coast niggas love getting it started. Down South niggas love getting it started. East Coast niggas love getting it started. But when we in the house, shit get retarded. When we in the house, shit get retarded. When we in the house, shit get retarded. We came to finish what y'all started. Everybody just scream! Hey yo, fuck your prognosis on who's the dopest. You get staked like super chronic halitosis. If you looking for beef, you know you gon' get it. Got your niggas yelling, call the cops, get the paramedics. Keith Murray, Method Man, Red Man, Hip Hop, got Barack in his B-boy stance. Like a nigga with no legs, you don't stand a chance. Guess the Wu-Tang, Death Squad, LOD, War Dance. One glance, watch Keith Murray hop out in a hurry call. Like a McFlurry, no Mickey D. Show me the money like Jerry Maguire. LOD for hire, I'm ready. I rap Strong Island, bums get rushed. I pack house like Biggie and Notorious. We warriors, who the fuck are you? I pop a E in the gun, go Pikachu. Niggas know how deep the crew. Get at me, I'm nasty, but I went from ashy to glassy. Got Badonka dunks waving all at me, cause I'll be doing my thing and making everybody scream. West Coast niggas love getting it started. Down South niggas love getting it started. East Coast niggas love getting it started. But when we in the house, shit get retarded. When we in the house, shit get retarded. When we in the house, shit get retarded. We came to finish what y'all started. That nigga 11 man is in the fuck.
Everybody just scream!
Brick City, Staten, Long Island, we back. More valent on the track, black talent than the jack. Bomb shit, like a nigga wound in a rack. See the truth for the fact, niggas lying in they raps. Me, I'm a diamond in the rough in the cut. Like a rock side, got live, frying in the Dutch. Forget about your top five, trying top mine. Take shine like I got my iron in your gut. You know I keep it fired up, fire in the hole. To the game, hold it tight, I'll be tired when I'm old. I'm trying to keep it hot like the pilot in the stove. While these rappers lose power, putting powder in their nose. Keep Murray and Red Man, yo. Fuck you and your mama on a headband, ho. You can call a kid a modern day Van Gogh. Take the art to a place where the fake can't go. My chain and my pants hang low. Got my own name brand, I'm the man, babe, bro. Cash in advance, I'ma blow up with the dough. Whoa, ho, ho. Don't let me like slow up with the flow.
West Coast niggas love getting it started. Down South niggas love getting it started. East Coast niggas love getting it started. But when we in the house, shit get retarded. When we in the house, y'all shit know. Get retarded.
Ain't no sitting down
when we in the house,
around,
shit
nigga.
Get retarded.
Let's go.
We came to finish what y'all started.
Everybody just scream.